Hello!
We are here with Boy Oh Boy Conversations with Gray and JC Grayson.
JC.
This is a very special edition of Boy Oh Boy. Honestly, they're all special editions at this point. They're far and few between. Our last recording was when?
Like January.
Okay, January. It's now March 22nd. And that day holds some significance, does it not?
It truly does.
What is March 22nd?
I
wasn't asking you. I was asking the man to your left.
What? No flipping way, dude.
Don't answer the question.
It's my birthday.
Oh my
god. Happy
birthday. It's the return of Ixiverse.
No way.
Useless guy 12.
It's me.
Steven.
Some person.
I'm so excited to talk about Dark Spyro again.
It's me. It's been 5 years since the Dark Spyro episode.
Huge.
I think.
That's actually crazy. Yeah.
That was like when I first moved back to Austin.
We did the
Dark Spyro. It was your sister's birthday.
I remember that now.
We hung out in the parking lot of a library.
That was pretty epic.
The furry library.
Yeah. Well, remember we got cock teased that we were going to be able to record in like the back rooms at Target after hours, and then your friend bailed on us and we just went to the library.
I don't remember that, yeah, but maybe. I think that would have been for the worse.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, Steven, welcome back.
What's up?
I called you Useless Guy 12. Was that a name you had at one point?
Yes, that's my Steam name.
Your Steam name.
It still is my Steam name.
I'm glad that's in my head.
It's a pretty good name, honestly.
Yeah, no, it's
locked
good.
In.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back, listening audience as well. It's been a while.
Been a minute.
But this is the birthday extravaganza.
Whoa.
We're here not just to continue Boy Oh Boy. We do that every week. We're here to celebrate a sweet, sweet boy named Steven.
Whoa.
Happy birthday.
It's a pretty good month, honestly, birth month-wise.
How does it feel being the oldest one out of the three of us?
I feel the same, you know? I think at a certain point...
I mean, it feels the same. I guess you're always the oldest.
I think one. I always am, will be the oldest, yeah.
Hans that is sort of how that you. Works, yeah.
Yeah, but in the room, like, the, if it's just three of us, it will always be me as the elder.
And do you feel that weight?
The weight
like
of
it? Like the eldest daughter?
The eldest daughter?
Yeah.
I'm going to marry like a prince soon?
I don't know. That's up to you, man.
Well, as the eldest, you have to marry for like title, prestige, that's land, true. And wealth. Yeah. Versus we can marry for love.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. I don't get that luxury. I get forced to marriage.
I'm sorry about that, but I appreciate you carrying that cross.
Yeah. I see you're doing a little workout with your foot there.
It's nice. Dude, it's really heavy.
What's he doing with his foot?
Leggies. I can't see.
I have my weights out because I haven't found a good place to store them.
Uh-huh.
He's just moving one around with his foot.
Good.
It's a nice workout, dude.
How's it feel? Yeah.
It feels great.
Aww,
you know what's great about the month of March?
What?
There's so many cool birthdays here.
Like?
Tobuscus.
You mean Toby Turner?
Toby Turner. He's 45.
Like,
it seems really.
That's insane, actually.
Oh,
I was
sad.
I mean, our friend Steven is 26.
That's true.
I met him when he was 11.
You know what's crazy? I was looking at like Tobuscus stuff earlier.
Uh-huh.
I was really curious. Like, what is my friend Toby Turner doing now? He makes like AI alt-right videos now.
Yeah, he's been doing that like for
like he went insane.
Yeah.
Like he's actually like not there anymore.
No.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd phrase it that way, but yeah.
No, definitely. Like he's not there.
It can't just be you and Tobuscus. Who else?
In Tobuscus? Oh, fuck, that's a good question.
You said it like there was a myriad.
Who else was born in March?
I mean, what more do you need?
At least one other. A girl, a woman.
There's a pole vaulter who's born my birthday.
Is she a woman?
She is a woman.
JC, okay. I just thought about something.
Okay.
Hold my mic.
Is it a technical difficulty?
No.
Thank God.
What's he going to do?
Grayson's getting up. He's spinning in circles.
Grace.
This is a fun game. Just keep spinning.
Where did he put it?
Where'd he put it?
It might be in the living room.
Give me a
moment. Do we got to like intermission rap now or like?
No, it's just us, Steven.
Okay.
Welcome back to the podcast.
This is my favorite podcast and people just walk off the room and the two hosts have to like awkwardly like make conversation.
And I'm like talking into both mics, I realize, which probably isn't for the best.
Dude,
that's
going to
be disorienting.
That's not epic.
But Steven, I've had the revelation since we've been back in this room recording for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like Grayson and I don't really record Boy Oh Boy anymore.
Oh, no.
It's not a very frequent thing. I don't feel like I'm a podcaster anymore. There hasn't been Following Lucha.
Damn.
There hasn't been Boy Oh Boy.
Damn.
And it used to be a weekly, multiple, like bi-weekly part of my life, at least.
Yeah.
And now that it's been like months and months and months and months and months, I feel so lame.
No. Now you're just...
Oh.
Oh.
I still can't find it.
Well, I don't know what you're looking for, Grayson.
It's a birthday today, isn't it?
It's Steven's birthday today. Talk into your mic.
What book should we consult on someone's
birthday? Oh!
Oh, shit. The Secret Language of Birthdays!
That's what I'm saying?
I'm looking at it. It's right there on your shelf. Looked straight forward, and it was right there.
He found it.
It was really easy to find what you were looking for.
Do I get
it? Was literally front and center.
It took me under a second.
Yeah, no, that was like crazy.
Is this like a tarot reading? Do I get like my own like my predictions happening?
You're gonna find out, Steven. You just lay back, okay? You lay back. You listen. I can't. You
soak it up this
like
chair does not lay back.
You sit listening in your cuck audience. Chair. Grayson does have a cuck chair in his office, by the way.
It's pretty nice.
We're in Grayson's new apartment. We've only recorded one other episode of Boy Oh Boy here. And since the last time we recorded, there has spawned a cuck chair.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like cuck chairs. I like mine and my.
March 22nd.
Okay.
First born this day, Toby Turner, actually.
Oh, wow.
Wait, is that real?
He made it into the book.
No.
He was
no.
born on March 3rd, I think. So you'd be wrong.
Should I consult March
3rd? Yeah, consult March 3rd. Sorry. That's who the real firstborn is.
You're born on March 3rd. You support Kyle Rittenhouse immediately.
Support who? Kyle Rittenhouse. I see.
It's just in there. I know for sure.
Oh, I'm gonna be honest. I can't be bothered.
Okay, it's fine.
Well, because if you look here, like it immediately goes into like the forward section rather than because it starts.
No, it's all right. It's all right. It's like the zodiac is weird.
Born on this day, March 22nd.
Okay.
Marcel Marceau.
Okay.
That's a cool name. Marcel Marceau.
It's almost like Marcel Bartel.
That sounds like a regular, like, you know, like in The Princess Bride?
He was a French mime.
Oh.
Oh, that's way cooler than The Princess Bride.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Ruth Page.
Lame.
Who?
I want men.
This is a big one.
Okay.
William Shatner.
Hey!
Whoa. I have his mask.
He was the guest host of Raw one time.
That's crazy.
Yep.
I'm sure he did a spectacular job.
He did.
He was really good in that show I never watched.
That's how I knew him for like the first 20 years of my life. Not primarily really? As the guy who guest hosted Raw.
Honestly, I kind of agree with that.
Thank you.
That makes sense.
Same with Seth Green.
That's how I feel about some people. Like, you know, like celebrity like guest episodes and like some sitcoms?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who is that guy?
Oh, like the You're Too Beautiful Girl. Sean Kingston.
No, not Sean Kingston.
I knew him primarily from Suite Life on Deck.
That's crazy.
You're way too beautiful. I got the lyrics wrong. I'm sorry.
You got the lyrics way wrong. It's a lot worse,
You're
actually.
Way too beautiful, girl. Well, I didn't get it that far off. I got it one
they
word
make
off.
Them, they make him
Why
suicidal.
Did you add like an accent?
What do you mean?
That's what he sounds. That's, sung, how that's I sing. What he sings, yeah.
Haven't you heard me sing Ride by 21 Pilots?
Wait, could you give us a rendition?
like from the top or just like break in like midway through?
Just break in.
I'd die for you, that's easy to say. We have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everyone in this room. But I don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man. But literally, I don't know what I'd do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight there were people back home who tried talking to you, but you ignore them still. All these questions they're forming, like who would you live for, who would you die for, and would you ever kill?
You can stop.
Okay,
that was no it. Accent.
What do you mean?
No accent there.
Yeah.
Sing the song from before.
Your way to beautiful. Wait, did I get it right?
Your way to beautiful, girl. I don't know.
That's why it would never work.
Oh,
that's why it would never work.
You make me suicidal.
Do you know the words? This is where I tap out.
No.
Oh.
That's a song. They changed it where it's not suicidal because it's not the greatest topic to sing about.
Uh huh.
But.
That's but if what you're getting at is I sing with a black scent, you're right. But that's just me.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Robert Downey Jr.
I'm living my truth, and I recommend you live yours, okay?
Understood. Should I read the whole thing or just the tarot health and advice sections?
I don't. We usually just would skip to the end, but it's a birthday, so maybe
health
it's like
and
I
advice.
Think we get the whole thing. It's a whole birthday.
We want to read the whole thing.
It's Steven's birthday.
Whole page.
Okay.
Whole page.
If you feel like you need a break at any point, I can take over. But just let me know.
Yeah, okay. I can be your Brad Maddox. You can be the page Turner.
Just continue.
Okay.
Yeah. You're in the cuck chair, Steven.
Exactly. He doesn't get it. You won't get it, Gray. Leo Omar will get it.
March 22nd, people have a sense of infallibility and refuse to be denied.
Fact. Okay.
Yeah. They feel no need to shout their message from the rooftops. On the contrary, they are often quietly self-assured individuals who loathe self-aggrandizement.
Okay, yeah.
I had to, like, really sound that one out.
Self-aggrandizement.
Yes.
But I got hear you fumble it first, so it's okay.
If they so choose, those born on this day can be very successful in business or finance.
Whoa.
Carefully making their way through competitive corporate jungle.
Just wasted.
They are not
then.
Easily sidetracked or led astray, and thus continue inexorably on their path to success.
It gave me the wrong career advice.
Truly.
Well, you're working your way up the corporate jungle.
I don't work in finance.
No, but I mean, it's still a corporate
business
jungle.
Or finance.
Yeah.
And technically, you do kind of work at a finance place.
I guess I do work in finance. Yeah. It's fucked up, dude.
Of course, some March 22nd people focus on goals that are much more modest, making
March
a happy family
people.
Life, enjoying leisure time, or developing a hobby.
These all sound like just regular things.
But reach that goal, they must.
Oh.
I do have a lot of hobbies.
He just finished the Lord of the Rings book he's been reading for 5 years.
No, The Hobbit. Not
Hobbit,
Lord of the Rings.
Hobbit.
Lord of the Rings is what I still have to read.
Okay.
All three of them.
One of the most difficult qualities for others to deal with in March 22nd people. To be clear, it's just... It doesn't say March 22nd. It just says March and then 22.
March 22 people.
Yeah.
It feels like we're like ostracizing them when we phrase it that way. You know, all those March 22nd.
Should I just
people.
Replace that
all
with
those
Stevens?
22nders.
Stevens.
One
don't
of the
like
most
them.
Difficult qualities for other people to deal with in Ooh. Stevens is that they will not submit to an analysis of their character nor admit to subconscious motives.
No, this is wrong.
That's actually, you know what?
My boss said the other
You're kind of spitting, Grayson.
My boss said no in my performance review for that.
Quite simply, those born on this day are among the few types who are exactly what they appear to be. No more, no less.
No, ever since our looks maxing, it's different now.
And woe to anyone who attempts to look behind their frank exterior they present to the world. Not surprisingly, they are also allergic to all forms of pretense, sham, or underhandedness they perceive in others. Unfortunately, they run the risk of mistaking diplomacy for duplicity. So averse are they
true.
To indirectness.
Yeah.
That is pretty
okay,
true.
Okay, and you're cooking, Grayson.
Many Stevens carry
That's a good decision. Good executive
I agree.
Call.
There are many
yeah.
of them. There are many of them.
Many Stevens carry a heroic picture of themselves in their mind, an idealized image that they try to emulate. What they aspire to may not be a terribly dramatic kind of heroism, but rather a quiet and protective valor that earns the respect or even worship of their family, friends, and associates. Indeed, those born on this day often earn a reputation for being ultra-dependable.
I don't think so.
I mean, I worship you. That part is
but
true.
But, like, you know, like, the what's that word that means, like, vague meaning, and then people, it just kind of, like, anyone can, like, relate to?
What do you mean?
There's a certain phrase
like a generality?
That. No, no. It's like an actual like phrase for like tarot readings where it's like it's just vague enough for anyone to like relate to it. I forget the exact
okay.
what it means.
Well, we haven't got to the tarot section.
Oh,
so.
Good.
That's coming up.
This yeah. is exciting.
I worship you.
Thank you.
Once Stevens have discovered their true calling, generally found
true
by the time
calling.
They are in the middle of their 20s.
Hey!
Not anymore.
How old are you?
I am now 26.
You're
What's
like
your
right
true
in the
calling?
Middle.
My true calling? Playing Among Us in the park, bro.
Wow.
In the park?
They will usually continue on course for the rest of their lives.
Oh, thank goodness.
You're going to do that for the rest of your life?
Just play Among
That's
Us all day?
That's so many years of Among Us in the park.
Dude,
you're
going to
get to your 60s. No one's going to know what Among Us is.
The game exists in this when in like 2060?
Holy shit.
That's pretty awesome.
Is when you turn 60.
Other activities may grow out of this role, particularly in later years. But the fundamental connection will always exist.
Can I keep birding? I've been, like, doing birding recently. That's
what is that?
Cool.
Like, bird watching?
Yeah, birding. Like, you look at birds, and you, like, record them.
I've never heard it referred to as birding.
Do you
it's
use binoculars?
Birding. No, I use my phone, and then I have an app called Merlin, and you take a picture of birds, and it, like, registers it like Pokemon.
My niece, Haley, the one with, like,
Dude.
Autism, loves her, that same app.
Dude, Merlin is kind of fucking awesome. Wait, I don't know if I can cuss.
No, we can, but as the guest in the cuck chair, if you'd like to cuss, you have to stand up out of the cuck chair.
I gotta stand every time.
Uh-huh.
Rarely will those born on this day make sudden or abrupt shifts away from their chosen path.
Just
Stevens will find career fulfillment if they are able to look at their product or services critically. If they are unable to do so, they will be repeatedly baffled and frustrated, confused by their inability to achieve success.
I think most people do that.
In addition, they must keep their enthusiasm in check, not only because they may get too carried away and overreach the mark, but also because others may be put off by their manner.
I would never be put off by your manner.
In addition, Stevens should be sensitive to any tendencies within themselves towards despotism or tyrannical behavior.
Dude, I hate fascists.
What was that, despotism?
Yes.
What does that word mean?
Like a despotic? Like a monarch?
I hate fascists.
If this was an iPad, I could hold down on the word and the definition would pop up.
This makes sense, though, Greg, because you are a fascist.
I just want to say for like about like a minute, solid minute of you reading, Steven's lips were puckered and he kept tapping his bottom one.
No, you know what I'm thinking of? You know like the meme of the monkey making like the little confused face?
Okay.
He's like, with his like finger. I was trying to do that.
Okay.
A little confused monkey.
Noted. Like, well, this is an audio medium, so I'm glad I could inform everyone.
We were opening a book for like the past like 5 minutes.
Well, we're about halfway through, so don't you worry.
Thank God. Thank God.
I don't know how to rephrase this one to be Steven.
You got it. Just try your best.
Just call them Steveners.
We're all a work in progress.
Stevens are ruled by the number 4. 2 plus 2 equals 4.
This is true.
And by the planet Uranus.
Wait, guys.
What?
People ruled by the number 4 have a unique way of doing and seeing things. Because they often take the minority point of view and are so self-assured, they may arouse antagonism and make enemies. Often secret ones.
Ooh. Is someone going to
poison
me?
A lot of people hate you behind your back, Steven.
This sounds plausible.
In addition, Uranus symbolizes...
Wait, guys.
What?
You don't even know what you...
Eccentric and erratic behavior. And coupled with Mars, ruler of Aries, can signify explosiveness... In March 20... Oh, wait. In Stevens.
Thank you.
Stevens often evidence an interest in doubles of various kinds. Twins, coincidences, symmetry, etc.
I don't have any of those.
Read that sentence again for me.
Stevens often evidence an interest in doubles of various kinds. Twins, coincidences, symmetry, etc. I would say that's true.
I think so
Steven's
too.
Always comparing thing and that. Yeah. You know, like
I'm
two
very
things.
Contrast guy.
I really like the excerpt or the blurb on number 4.
They
I feel
were
like the
right
number
about
4 was like pretty accurate.
No, cuz I remember in preschool I used to do everything 4 times cuz I was really OCD about it.
Uh-huh.
Or like if I pick up a piece of paper.
You conquered OCD
I
in preschool?
I got 4 times. No, I'm doing what millennials do where they use medical terms to describe themselves.
That's insensitive. I have a diagnosis, Steven.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'm kind of like hurt by that.
That's
so.
Cool. I don't care.
Just keep going, Grayson.
The tarot section. The 22nd card of the major arcana is the Fool.
Yeah, fuck you,
That's
fool.
The zero one. That's the persona one.
Faithless
That's
fool.
That's the zero card.
Oh.
Who in several versions of the tarot is shown blithely...
What's that word mean? I don't know. Blithely.
Blithely stepping over the edge of a cliff.
I don't think I would do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you should do that. Oh.
You should do that, bro.
Some interpretations picture him as a foolish man who has given up his reason. Others, a highly
He's
spiritualized.
Gone mad.
Steven, we were just talking about you committing suicide.
That is true. I was doing my research in past Boy Oh Boy episodes.
Oh, thank you for studying and
I
brushing
worked.
Up.
Thank you. I listened... to one of the episodes where I actually didn't. This was a while ago. Deleted now.
Well, you could have just lied.
But it was me. It was Grayson, JC, and Wesley, the former Boy Oh Boy guest.
You're talking about the yearbook special of Boy Oh Boy.
Yeah, well, the one you're in the car.
Where
like,
we got approached by a police officer.
Yeah, and I remember one particular moment where they talked about me, and one of the things they said like, do you think Steve might like kill himself in the future or something? And then everyone in the room just said. Yeah.
You mean the Prius. We weren't
in the
room.
Prius. Everyone was like, yeah, I could see that happening. And I don't know why.
I mean, the book doesn't lie, Steven.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to blithely walk off a cliff.
Maybe. Potentially.
I'm sorry.
Could be right now.
There's a balcony right next to you in the cuck chair.
Yeah.
So, foolish man giving up his reason. Or a highly spiritualized being free of material considerations. Positive meanings include renouncing resistance and following instincts freely. Foolishness. That's one of the positive meanings, mind you.
Okay.
Impulsiveness and annihilation.
Annihilation?
Oh my God.
Like the movie. With
the highly evolved fool has followed life's path, experienced its lessons, and become one with his/her own vision. Not very non-binary friendly.
Ooh.
Health.
This guy will die.
Well,
from
blithely walking off a cliff. We know.
That's how healthy I am.
The danger with Stevens is that because of their confident nature and high energy, they will take good health for granted.
Ooh.
I don't think that's true at all, actually. I don't take my good health for granted at all.
By overlooking the fact that health must be maintained, they may fall prey to their boundless enthusiasm. Ooh. Plans to control calories, balance vitamin intake, or add needed food supplements seem to go out the window with most Stevens.
Oh, maybe the Steven is an exception.
I don't need to track my calories or my vitamins.
Your looks maxing phase is relatively new, right? Like, that's popped up in your 20s. Like, you went most of your life.
That is true.
So this could just be a phase.
Just stop one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's hopeless.
When, you know,
I'm not matching any girls on
you
Hinge.
You know, in Spy
point?
Kids 3, when the professor like knocks all like the science tools off his desk, it's like a 3D effect.
Okay,
that could be me one day.
But it's you with all of your vitamins,
all my vitamins and protein shakes. I just throw it out in a 3D effect.
No.
In slow motion.
Continue, Grayson.
They want to eat just what they like. No. Because they despise health or food fads. Their families and friends should appeal to them on the grounds of good sense.
This got really like inaccurate real fast.
Yeah, we took a turn.
Moderate amount of exercise, gardening, and outdoor sports are recommended.
No, I didn't do enough outdoor sports.
And that's a reasonable limitation on fats and sweets in the diet may be acceptable to them. Better to gradually phase in changes in diet without making a big issue of it.
And I feel like it was a gradual thing. Right?
I make a huge change, bro.
Oh, drastic. Huge.
Drastic.
Okay.
Are you ready for your advice?
Yeah.
Okay, listen up, Steven.
Have patience with those who are not as well directed as you. Continue to move slowly, but surely.
I can't do that, dude.
Working hard, but also letting things just happen sometimes.
I can't do that in my job.
Cultivate diplomacy and allow others in a bit more.
I probably should do that.
Yeah, I'd say
job.
That one. Yes,
that one probably.
Your strengths are that you are enthusiastic, well-directed, and dynamic. Your weaknesses is that you are overbearing, emotionally unaware, and overconfident.
Really obtuse.
Your meditation is love involves respect for the time and space of all living things.
You know what that reminds me of? The last part.
What's that?
You know this? There's this one guy online called Justin RPG.
Okay.
And he makes music about wanting to be eaten by Reshiram the Pokemon.
The white one?
Yeah.
The white legendary from Black and White?
Yeah. And his song's like, I'm stuck in Reshiram. And like that kind of voice. And he's talking about being eaten by Reshiram.
Well, this is your birthday. So you're however sick. You interpret it is for you.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. I'd like to say that for the most part, we got a... like. The general info about Stevens did apply to our Steven. There were a couple parts where it lost me.
I think half.
By and large, I feel like that was decent.
I think 55 didn't.
No.
45.
I would say like close to 70 hit on the Steven.
I think,
on you, Steven.
I think the later half didn't work
after
as well for me.
You walked off the cliff, it became less accurate.
Yeah. I don't. Maybe it could have been more vague, and then we could have been like, you know what? That makes sense now.
Do you guys want to guess what the word blithely means? I can look it up.
I'm going to guess curious. That it means...
confident.
Maybe confident, but I was thinking almost like arrogant or like ignorant,
too
fueled
confident.
By arrogance.
Like Gaston from... Sleeping Beauty.
Are you guessing the same thing, Steven, or do you have a
different... Yeah, Gaston-like.
Okay, Gaston-like.
So he's leading more arrogance. I'm more leading more like foolish, overconfidence, well, like ignorance.
You're both kind of on the right track to an extent, but blithely is an adverb describing actions done in a casual, carefree, or cheerful manner, often implying a lack of concern, thought, or proper attention to consequences. It can mean that you're acting happily, but it usually also carries a negative connotation.
This works.
So you're just kind of going to be like happy-go-lucky, walk off a cliff, and be like, oh, no.
That's pretty chill. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. But that's epic, Steven.
These sound like, you know, like those movies where it's like the guy in the swimming pool to the girl's like, hey, man, hey, girl, the water's all cool. Like, that's what it sounds makes me sound like.
I'm going to be honest, I have no clue what he's referring to.
No, you've never seen movies, like teenage movies, like the water is all clear here.
Like Camp Rock?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Like it's like the...
I don't remember the pedophile scene in Camp Rock.
No, it's like a manic pixie boy, right? Who the girl falls in love with. Like, the water's all clear here now.
Is manic pixie boy an archetype?
I mean, it could be.
Well...
Can you give us an example?
An example of one?
Camp Rock.
Yeah, honestly, maybe.
Who?
Nick Jonas, right? Or Kevin. I don't know what the
movie was. Was it Joe?
It might have been Joe.
Which of the Jonases are the manic pixie dream boy? I think it's Joe.
Kevin's the one that's lame, right?
They should have put all three in there and just had them swap out for different scenes. They're all in Camp Rock?
Well, you know what's really interesting? They weren't written to be brothers in the first movie.
Wait, are they all in Camp Rock?
Yeah.
Yes.
All three Jonas Brothers?
Yes. Yeah.
How do you keep track of who's who?
Because they're not twins. They're not triplets. They all look different.
Oh, my God.
No, because in the first one, I think they were even, like, cousins or friends or something. And in the second one, they kind of forgot that they were, like, not written to be brothers.
Uh-huh.
But they wrote them as brothers for some reason.
Oh.
So it's just really this really weird continuity era.
Did you guys ever watch the Naked Brothers Band?
I did.
No. I didn't. And I've met so many people in adulthood that have, like, referenced Naked Brothers Band. And it's just a show that flew under my radar.
You know what's also crazy? I watched something, and they'll just show up in it. Like, I was watching It's Always Sunny.
Oh, like, Naked Brothers Band showed up in It's Always Sunny?
Yes. They'll just show up in, like, the most random things.
What do you mean?
Like
the actor?
The actor, yeah.
Like Nat Wolff or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's also in Death Note.
Speaking of things going under people's radar or, like, not getting references, my wife has never really watched SpongeBob.
That makes sense.
I feel like I've met people who said they haven't watched SpongeBob.
I feel like it's usually a thing of, like, I wasn't allowed to watch SpongeBob.
That's crazy. Was it, like, satanic?
No, I was allowed to, but I feel like I hear that from people, like, I wasn't allowed to watch SpongeBob. I swear I'm still funny.
I don't think I think that's just an... No, I don't think SpongeBob would make you funny.
I don't think so either. I'm not, like, this big SpongeBob
guy. If you want to be funny, you watch My Name is Earl as a kid. That makes you funny.
Like, my same niece who likes the birding, she was obsessed with SpongeBob as a toddler.
Is she funny?
She's sweet.
I think it just gives you a certain type of humor, like, what you grew up watching, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you watch, like, Disney show, I feel like you have, like, the very sarcastic type of humor. Very, like...
What if you watched all of them aside from the Naked Brothers Band?
Every
I don't even know what you're referencing.
It's a show, I think on Nickelodeon, maybe?
It's the one that's, like, the one that was on Love Island or some shit, right?
What?
Or the girl?
I don't know.
Is there Love Island? What's the one where, like, you try, like, not want to cheat on your
Oh, partner? Temptation Island.
It was that one.
That's crazy. She was in that. Grayson, I keep looking at your churro East Sider. Can I, like, sip it?
Go for it.
It's really interesting looking.
Okay. I'm going to look up Naked Brothers Band because I'm intrigued.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Dude, you, like, you got a crystal spike from that, bro.
Guys, that was awesome. The churro flavored East Sider limited release is really good. Oh, my God. Was this your first time trying it, Grayson? Or you've had it?
I've had one can already.
Okay.
And he knew. He's like, yeah.
Wow.
This is it. This is where my life peaks.
You got to try one of those, Steven.
He specifically told me not to drink it.
Not yet.
I remembered.
So, Steven, I want to know, how have you changed in the last 365 days?
A year? Or
yeah, that's what that adds up to.
What did I do? Let's see. I think I've been going these phases where, like, for a month, I'll have, like, a hyperfixation on, like, one certain type of media type. And the next, I just won't do that type of media again.
Do you mean, like, comic books to TV to movie? Okay.
Is, like, it, like, a spoof on, like, the Blues Brothers?
I don't know.
I never watched the Blues Brothers.
I think, like, I always just associated it as, like, a less famous, like, Jonas, like,
Rush.
Living Jonas or whatever. Oh, Big Time Rush, too. It's, like, a Jonas Brothers, Living Jonas type situation.
It was,
like,
back,
boy band.
It was back when they wanted to do boy band sitcoms.
Yeah.
But, there's only, like, one boy band sitcom that made it.
Was it the Jonas Brothers one?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, BTR was big. They just played the
Big Time
Center.
Rush, actually. Don't disrespect them like that.
don't disrespect my boys like that.
Oh, shit. Gustavo, he was in that.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
He was on tour with them, actually, when they
went
around
the
country.
What did he do?
I think he sang a song.
What?
I think he did, yes.
That's insane. Good for him.
Right? I think so.
I remember the little sister from that show ended up in that show, Wayne.
Yeah. That was
you
on YouTube.
You told
Red.
Me to watch Wayne, but I still haven't.
I haven't watched it either.
It's still on my to-do list now for like 2 years.
I have better shows.
I enjoyed it. I'm not going to say it's an incredible show.
It doesn't have your rec anymore?
No, it still has my rec.
Okay.
But like, don't go into it expecting like a masterpiece. Go into it expecting like, oh, I was entertained by this.
Okay.
Is like your
and
popcorn
I can expect
flick?
The girl from Big Time Rush.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like your popcorn show you kind of watch. Like, yeah, I know this is kind of like slop, but...
No, because I wouldn't call it slop either.
No?
It's got like a story. It's got like a plot, but it feels kind of like...
Slop can have a plot and a story.
It's not a good one.
Yeah, it's I mean, like, it's just...
I mean, there are like moments where you can tell that this was not like a very big budget thing.
Well, yeah, it was a YouTube Red show. That's why.
Oh, shit.
I think it was on Amazon Prime for a while, too. I think
it was
like originally
YouTube Red first.
Was it really?
But then it got bought out by, or like,
well, they
kind of
stopped
doing
YouTube Red.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Steven, I'd like to draw attention to something that I've noticed you've started doing, not necessarily in the last year, but maybe in the last few weeks I've picked up on it.
Started getting birding, bro.
Not the birding thing, but that is very interesting. We can get back to that.
I love birding.
Is the whole complimenting strangers.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing it for, like, the past 2 years.
Yeah, but, like, in the past 2 days, you've done it a lot.
No, I think what happens, I told you I did this, now you just kind
of
notice
well,
it.
Well, no, I picked up on it with the glasses before you told me. You did it with the glasses of our hostess yesterday, and then you did it with the waiter like 10 minutes later. I think that how quick back-to-back they were is what
it's just
it
an act of kindness. You should do it.
Yeah, but then we got to talking about it, and I was like, well, does it feel authentic for you if you're complimenting everyone?
No.
And you were like, yeah, if I raise my pitch, it's authentic.
Exactly. That's the way. That's how you trick people.
That really stuck with me.
That's how you Patrick Bateman it. You gotta like...
Yeah, expand on that.
You gotta yo. Like, let's say like if Gray walks in the room, and I see him for the first time.
Gray, walk into the room, please.
And it'll be like...
I'm not getting up.
Yo, you're like really tall, man. That's awesome. And then Gray like, oh, thank you.
Uh-huh.
That's really the conversation.
Did that sound authentic to you? Because it did not sound authentic to me.
This is a hypothetical. Say something you mean, because we both know him being that tall is not that cool.
Whoa, Gray. I really like your sweater.
You didn't raise your inflection.
Oh. Whoa. I like your sweater, dude.
That did sound more authentic.
I say something like that, yeah. I've been practicing on my fake speeches, you know?
Why'd you say it's fake? I heard it's authentic if you raise your pitch.
Well, no. That's why I'm practicing, to make it sound authentic.
So it's not authentic. It just sounds authentic.
It's an act. It's an act. Aww. Yeah.
Have you ever given out a compliment that you like mean?
Yeah. There was this one cool one I went to a boba tea place called La La Land.
Okay. Right? That's a boba tea place?
I mean, it's like tea and like, it's like coffee matcha.
Okay. Yeah.
But like, I remember like this guy, I was like, yo, I really like your necklace. That's a really cool necklace. It was like,
nice.
It was like a little boy and a little girl. Mm-hmm. And it's like, thank you. It's my daughter and my son.
That's sweet.
It's like, it kind of like... Like, you kind of, like, get cool conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of see it like Skyrim. I see everyone's NPCs now because I'm the main character now. You know?
Epic. It's your birthday.
Just like it said in the book that he has an image of himself as, like, the hero of the story.
I do believe you have that.
See everything now as, like, confidants, you know? Like,
what the fuck does that mean?
Everyone's just a confidant to me. Everyone's an optional confidant.
Like... It's no longer like you're close to some people.
No,
not close
to you're just people I can communicate to now.
You're just people.
Yeah. He's just using us.
Yeah, everyone's a tool to me.
To what end? What do we provide?
I also love that when you asked him, was there ever a compliment you meant?
Yes.
He didn't answer with a compliment that he like said in sincerity or meant. Yeah. He just talked about a time where he felt really good because of
how he got
something
this
out of it.
This is what happens when you turn 25. You become like a monster.
That's what 25 did to you?
Yeah.
I don't think that happened to me.
No, I can't say that happened to me
either. That's because you don't work with
life. I turned 25 and I feel like my life fell apart.
Yeah, that's on you, Billy.
I mean, that's on me, yeah.
I started doing the looks maxing clavicular strategy, dude. Okay. Types of the world now. Like Patrick Bateman, my hero from American Psycho.
Who do you relate more to, Clav or Patrick Bateman?
Both.
Oh my god.
Evenly.
Equals.
It's like choosing my favorite son.
Oh my
or
god.
Or daughter.
Well, I heard everyone is equal to you now. They're all your confidants.
Everyone's on an equal level.
I don't know what confidant is the word you chose, but cool. So you've grown a lot in the last year, is what I've learned.
Yeah, I've grown more cold to people now.
What do you make of this, Grayson?
I don't know.
I don't either. I'm a little scared.
None of my relationships are real. They're all fake.
Aww.
They're all built on nothing.
Well, Steven.
Maybe we don't give him his birthday gifts.
That's what I was trying to segue into, but I was like, why would I give it to someone who's talking like that? They don't deserve gifts and love.
This guy deserves death.
He deserves a blithe walk off a cliff.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's not like what I think.
That's just
the
a prediction. That's what the book said,
That's just objective, okay?
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like the segue.
I love that the more Steven has spoken on this episode, the more he's revealed himself as the person in that book.
Exactly.
The more accurate the book has gotten.
I feel like an outsider perspective, because I'm too close to Steven to really like judge objectively, but I feel like someone who has no clue who any of us are, given this episode, I'd love to hear their analysis.
This guy's a piece of shit. What the heck?
Well, Steven, I do have a gift for you. It's in a yellow bag. Would you like to open it?
Do I one hand or
what does that mean?
Like I open it one hand?
You may. I mean, okay. Do what you want. Grayson can hold your mic for you.
No, I got one hand.
Just a heads up, there are three gifts in there. Okay. Two of them are wrapped. Okay, you dropped it. That's rude.
Yeah.
Two of them are wrapped. One is just loose.
Do I have to like describe it to people?
I mean, that'd be preferable.
So
it is an audio medium.
In this bag. No freaking way. This is awesome. JC got me a Dino Nugget plush, like, pillow?
I don't know.
It's like a pillow shaped like a T-Rex chicken nugget.
It is.
This is awesome. I kind of wanted one for, like, the longest time.
Yay.
So this is pretty sick. It's like you looked at my Amazon wish list that I made when I was, like, 15, and you're like, you know what? This is what I'm getting him
this
now.
This is the moment.
This is
just trying to make your dreams come true,
this
man.
Is like, this is like the movie. What's it called? Like, you know in movies where they do like a Chekhov's gun kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
Where like in the beginning, they'll have like a gun on the wall.
Yeah.
And then it pays off like 4 hours later.
This is you eating chicken nuggets as a 10-year-old.
Yes.
And then you open the yellow gift bag.
I had like a That's So Raven flashback when I saw this of me going to Amazon when I was 15.
Usually those tie into like the climax of the movie where like the gun gets used. What happens here? Why is this the climax of your life, Steven?
This is it. Oh, this one's heavier. This one has penguin wrapping on it. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
They aren't my favorite bird, but they're a pretty good bird.
What's your favorite bird?
I like the secretary bird.
Why?
It has long legs. And
freak?
It kicks snakes to death.
Oh, my God.
It has, like, mascara on it. You saw a picture of it.
You like it for its long legs and mascara.
It's a pretty sexy bird.
Yeah. That's cool.
So this one, this is a book.
Oh, my God. How do you...
I don't think Steven's selection for birds is their sex appeal.
So this does relate to what we've been talking about earlier.
Well, what's that?
This book is called The Architecture of Happiness.
Oh.
So what this book talks about is it's a dazzling and generously illustrated journey.
Generously.
Due to the philosophy and psychology of architecture and indelible connections between our identities and our locations.
Do you remember where this book is from?
No.
You told me you wanted it. You said it'd be really cool to have.
Where is it from?
What I believe is your favorite movie.
500 Days of Summer?
This
is the book he reads 500 Days of Summer?
500 Days of Summer.
What the fuck?
You told me you wanted it like years ago.
This is like a one-off discussion I had. This is a Chekhov's gun situation where like only you picked this up. That's crazy.
You're really a pro at that.
Well, he didn't even fucking recognize it. What's the point?
Dude, you're a bigger fan, dude. When did he read this book in this movie? Oh, it's the Get to Summer at the Party.
I know
what you're talking about. This is when he goes to the party and he's like the reality versus expectation thing.
Uh-huh.
No, this is sick.
Okay, cool.
This is pretty fucking epic, dude.
Nice. I'm glad you like it.
Mark Webber liked this.
Did you think I was just trying to give you like a self-help book?
I honestly thought so. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I honestly thought like you're telling me like I thought we were building up to that with me talking about you thinking I was like suicidal.
That's hilarious.
And like the Patrick Bay like gimmick.
I think you opened these in maybe not the best order, I guess, because the last one's like a selfish gift.
A selfish gift?
Yeah, this is more like I just think you should have it.
Ooh, it's a film, I think. I think it might be a Blu-ray. It's
a Blu-ray.
A Blu-ray.
I will say there was no Criterion version available.
I'm going to say this is the movie Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I'm betting it's Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror?
No, I would get the 4K of that.
Yeah, there was no 4K of this either available. There was one released at a time, but now it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
This movie has 4 Oscars. Could you guess it, Gray?
No.
It actually came up in conversation earlier at the restaurant we ate at.
What are these Chekhov guns like? It's crazy.
It's just a movie titled Chekhov.
Oh
gun.
No, freaking way! This is outdated now.
What do you mean?
This is Call Me by Your Name with the person that hates ballet and opera.
Oh my god,
Timothy Chalamet.
Who do you think is worse, Timothy Chalamet, the man who hates ballet and opera, or Armie Hammer, the man who eats people?
They're both so comparable.
What?
You know Armie Hammer is like a cannibal?
You
no,
know
I did not know that.
Does he have like a pedophile in this movie?
Yeah.
I haven't watched the
movie. I mean, it's in Europe, so he's not like legally a pedophile.
That's what they all say. You Americans, you can't date women under 18 in your country. That's a mess.
But he's not just any kind of pedophile.
He's a European pedophile.
Oh, no. Oh, and that.
Same all thing. Three. Those mean the same thing.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I really like the Five Nights...
Five Nights at Freddy's. I did not get your FNAF
Five Nights at Freddy's book, yeah. It was a pretty awesome book.
Nice.
This is pretty good merch.
Sick.
This is pretty sick.
But how did he know I got him a Five Nights at Freddy's book?
Oh my shit.
Your gift is the green gift wrapped thing right
Grayson
there.
Grayson got me a green thingy.
It looks, I'm going to guess, can you shake it? I'm going to guess plushy. It just,
I'm going to guess a
plushy
shirt because I can feel the cresses of
That's
it.
That's a big ass shirt.
He's a big man.
This is for you.
I got it in my size.
He doesn't recognize that other people have smaller sizes than him. He doesn't know what a normal human being can wear.
He hasn't developed empathy. Yeah.
You're like iDubbbz.
His empathy meter is so low.
No way. I thought this was like I thought this was like dude wise for half a second. Like I saw this. I thought it was like a diaper.
It's
like
a turquoise
like wet wipes
package from like Amazon or something. Well, Amazon won't be turquoise.
No, this is just from.
Was that golden seal on it?
It says thank you.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So Grayson got me.
Oh.
A sweater?
Oh.
My goodness. Could it be?
Could it be? It is.
It is a sweater. Well. And it's a crawfish themed sweater. Now this is epic.
Congrats, Steven.
This is from the Art of the Rhetoric. This is awesome.
I can't say I know what that means.
This is sick. I love this sweater. This can go well with my lobster themed fits I have already. Next to my lobster shorts and my lobster button up.
You're going to double up on the button ups?
See, this
it's a sweater. You just wear over it.
For right. Most people, a statement like that would be a joke. For Steven, that's just reality.
And it's crazy. Like
those
I got
items
them
are made up.
You know what's crazy about those items is I bought them separately too.
Three separate occasions, crawfish themed merch.
Yeah.
And at no point did you think, you know what, I've already got some crawfish in the wardrobe.
Next, I can get like glasses and like a watch.
You still have room for a hat.
A hat.
Shoes.
A necklace.
Socks.
Socks.
Underwear.
Underwear. Mm. Pants. No, I already have pants.
Cologne.
Cologne. Just smell like seafood.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. A crawfish boil cologne. That smells. Oh, yeah. That'd be epic. Great.
That's pretty good. It's a pretty good birthday haul.
Nice. I'm so happy. I'm sad you didn't recognize the book. That's crazy.
No, it took me half a second to recognize
it. I made sure I ordered it with the same cover from the movie, too.
Is it actually the same cover? Dude, you're fucking nerd. Fucking nerd.
I'm sorry.
What a nerd.
Fucking
God, that's
nerd.
My bad. I apologize.
You thought I recognized the wrapping paper from the movie?
No.
So
the wrapping paper has penguins on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant you got the exact wrapping paper.
No, the cover on the book.
Oh.
The wrapping paper I just have because I like the penguins.
Okay.
Nerd.
Nerd.
Fuck you. Sorry,
you are a nerd.
Would you like a secretary bird?
Yeah, secretary bird.
Secretary bird.
Dude, they're
sexy
awesome.
Bird.
Is that why?
Just
replace,
Google that.
Replace
and
a Stephen
up.
X. That's my type of bird, dude.
Okay. But now on to the more important topic, Stephen. Tell us about birding.
Birding?
Yeah.
Dude, I love birding.
I don't think this is true. I think you just pulled this out your ass.
No, birding
you
is a real
hobby.
You've
never mentioned birding to me. I see you a lot.
No, birding is sick, dude. You see my Instagram page of birds?
No.
My bird Instagram page?
No.
It's a specific kind of bird?
Yeah, ducks. But I also take pictures of other birds. There's like cranes there.
Is he even really posting pictures of ducks?
Yeah.
No, not in like years.
No, I did.
When?
Like last week.
What? Then when was the last post before that?
Oh, never.
Okay.
So you just don't understand, dude.
Okay, but you're bird
life. I love birds.
How has that affected your life?
How has it affected it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives me a new purpose in life, you know?
Expand on that, please.
So basically, okay. you ever look at a bird?
Yes.
You ever wonder, like, what does that guy do? Like, what do they do all day?
One time I saw pigeons having sex in Grayson's parking garage.
Exactly.
Only
imagine,
once?
Yeah, only dude, once.
Imagine looking at that and going, this is awesome.
What are they doing after this?
I could do this all day, looking at birds having sex. This is pretty freaking epic. Uh-huh. And like you go outside, you follow them. You might see a bird.
Steven isn't just birding.
Right.
Steven isn't just birding. He's going specifically to watch birds have sex.
Steven, you're a bird person.
Dude, low key, what you saw is probably what most birders want to watch. Low key.
You're snitching on yourself. You've already identified as a birder.
I'm a birder, yeah. Dude, you saw nature, bro.
A birdophile?
So the thing about birding is like it's like connecting to nature or like the metropolis area with like birds that exist.
I do want to remind everyone that Steven ranked his favorite bird by how sexy it was. So this is really all coming together.
No, if you look up the secretary bird, you can't tell him that's not a sexy bird.
Didn't you unwrap the penguin wrapping paper of the cute little baby penguins and say this one's up there? This is like number
I don't
two?
Care. No, I said penguins are like an okay tier bird.
Oh, okay.
I said secretary birds are specifically
the sexy
bird.
So who's after secretary?
Probably the lyrebird.
What do they look like?
They're just little dudes, but they make noises of like construction workers nearby.
Okay,
so like they can
learning a lot about
they
you,
can
Steve.
Mimic a lot of noises, but most of the time they're near construction, so you just kind of hear like brr 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 like the jackhammers.
Oh, like a jackhammer.
Or like the brr brr. That's so it's just them kind of just mimicking those noises. It's pretty. Or sometimes they'll be like, "Hey," like the guy saying, "Hey." Like just random construction workers and stuff.
Where do you go and watch these birds?
Well, these I can't watch here in America.
Why not?
They don't live here.
Where are they?
I don't know where they live.
We gotta plan our next trip, our next summer trip around.
We gotta see
what kind of bird?
These lyrebirds.
Lyrebirds.
Yeah.
Lyrebirds.
We can also watch like cloacas. You know a cloaca?
Isn't that like an asshole?
No.
A cloaca?
They're like the little like bear things that always like smile. They're known for like smiling in Australia.
I don't know.
They're the animals that always smile at people because they're like they're made to smile.
I feel really confident cloaca is like an animal's ass.
No, I think you're thinking of cloaca.
That's what I just said.
This is cloaca with a Q.
What are you saying?
This is a cloaca.
Grayson, please. Where am I?
This is a cloaca.
It's been a while. No, this is a I haven't quo. Had that much.
You're thinking of a clo. You're thinking of a clo. This is a quo.
A cloaca.
Yeah, a cloaca.
Why did they name them so close?
Dude, Australians are crazy, dude. I don't
what
know
is a cloaca?
I don't know what a cloaca is. That actually might be an asshole.
Okay.
I've been getting these TikToks lately, and maybe you have too. Of the, I guess Steven hasn't because he doesn't have TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But
that
the just
TikTok. He posted on the Following Lucha account a few weeks ago.
I used the mobile browser for that.
Oh, I see.
The just default mammal.
What would that be like?
I don't know how to describe it.
It's like a cat thing.
It just looks like if you were to think of a mammal.
I think of us. Maybe that's egocentric, but
yeah.
Sorry,
dude. You know what I've been watching. There's, like, this one gorilla I see on, like, Instagram Reels. Like, all he does is
Hyrax.
Eat food.
Hyrax?
Hyrax.
Wait, can I see? May I see?
It's just a mammal.
May I see it?
Is this AI generated?
No, this is a real thing. It's called a Hyrax.
Wait, can I see it?
Steven's gonna love this thing.
It's a mammal.
That's a pretty mammal. That is a mammal.
It's just is that default a default mammal.
Does it have sex appeal?
No, marsupial.
Look at this.
That is just a little guy.
It's a mammal.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it except for that.
He's just plain.
He's just a boring little...
He's a plain dude. Jane. Oh, he's kind of cool, actually. Show Steven that one.
No, These guys fuck, dude.
That's awesome. Why do you bring them up, Grayson?
I was just thinking about that because of Australian animals. I think these things are from Australia.
Australia has a lot of cool animals, like stingrays.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that's it, honestly.
Oh. Well, Steven... It's your birthday, right?
Yeah.
But this is boy oh boy. It's been a while. I'm sure the listening audience is dying to know about their beloved co-hosts. Do you have any questions for us?
No.
Okay.
What kind of show do you think this? Do you think this is boy?
What?
Boy, because it would just be boy. But are you spelled with like, how would you spell boy besides B-O-Y or B-O-I?
Well, we've already done that. Yeah.
B-O-I-Y.
So it, yeah, it'd just be B-O-Y, right? Or
no.
B-Y-O-I?
Continue.
Bioy. Bioy. The spinoff podcast, Bioy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Steven, can you make a spinoff podcast called Bioy?
Bioy.
Bioy.
Bioy, Bioy.
It's so much more successful than anything we've ever done.
Hell yeah. Well, I already did that. We already did that, actually.
I know, but this needs to be a solo project where, like, you are just massively more successful. Ixaverse would have been that if you had stuck with it. And I, like,
true.
Feel that in, like, my heart of hearts.
I remember one time, Greg's like, you know what? Steve would be, like, a really, really – I think Steve might be the really successful streamer.
Yeah.
And then one of his friends was, like, really uncomfortable with the idea of me being successful. Like, really? Like, I don't
– Who?
I don't really think that.
No.
Speak your mind. This stuck with you. This stuck in your craw.
It was Doc, the doctor.
Doc Overscore?
I think so.
Doc Osiris?
I didn't know his name, to be honest.
Oh, shit.
I just know his first name was Doc.
I kind of figured that's who it was.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's why we're going to make nothing.
That's
actually.
Why we're going to make Bim a streamer. Because she'll be more successful than any of us could
that
ever hope
true.
To be.
That is true. She'll have more views than us.
I feel like what really stopped you from streaming is that you were just bitter, and I mean this with respect and peace and love.
Yeah.
A little incel-y about not being a woman.
And no, you were like, if what, I were a girl, happened,
I'd be successful.
What actually happened was I got a lot of DMs from young teenage gay boys, and I didn't want to deal with that anymore.
But, like, you could simply ignore them.
There's a lot of young teenage gay boys in my audience.
And that's awesome. Like, you found your demo.
But they DM me, and it's kind of weird.
Well, you don't have to respond.
JC's a lot of people.
Oh, how many gay teenage boys messaged you?
JC, well, the thing about streaming is you got to talk to them, too, in your chat as well.
How do you know they're gay teenage boys?
Because they say they're gay teenage boys.
They say, hey.
I'm going to be honest. I've seen his chat when he was streaming. It was bad.
I don't think he's wrong. I just want to know how many of them were messaging you, like in the DMs.
Can't say that.
How many did you respond to?
Is how the many?
Yeah.
I think at most I'd be like, no. Like if they ask me a question, I'm like, no.
Okay.
So probably like one or two.
So you were choosing to engage with them is what it sounds like.
I guess you want to make it sound like that way of me just saying no or yes to them.
Well, I'm not like trying to make it sound anyway. I just feel like the most effective strategy is like ignore.
See, this guy doesn't understand. This guy doesn't understand, Gray.
Oh my God.
He doesn't get it.
Yeah.
I don't really get it either.
And I don't want to, I can cut this out if you want me to, but you're the one telling me yesterday that you just ghost people.
I do just
ghost people. That's fucked up.
Why?
Because ghosting's not nice. Would you like to be ghosted?
I mean, like, I don't really care. At this point. You already know my position. I see everyone as NPCs now.
That's true.
You know, everyone just...
Well, no, they're all your confidants.
They're my confidants, yeah.
Well, you can't confide in someone who you've ghosted.
That's why they're ghosted. A lost confidant. It's like, you know in a Telltale game where, like, you make the wrong decision? It says, Steven will remember that. That's me with every confidant I have. I have four options, and if I mess it up...
I know, because you just corner. Brought up something Doc said to you years ago.
Exactly.
And we haven't talked to him in years.
So in that segment, I just saw on the top of my head, Steven will remember that.
It is a monthly occurrence. You bring up something new that I said in high school.
Yeah.
That, like, still irks you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, you're in my
But he has kept you as a confidant.
For some reason.
Yeah, you know like the ending of the first game of The Walking Dead, where it gives you the stats like how much people just hate you at the end.
I have no reference to that. It's like that.
I think it's only that if you like make people hate you real bad.
Yeah.
Like you can play the game in like a moral, ethical, quote unquote way.
No, I gotta play The Walking Dead game. I actually never played it. I just watched
playthroughs, yeah. It seems so fun. And now I've forgotten everything. So like I would so
play. You could. I mean it's just like watching a movie now, like essentially.
Yeah. But also like I don't know. Maybe I've never played a Telltale game. I feel like I just won't be that into it.
I know I wouldn't be into it. I don't really care for games with a super in depth story.
Yeah.
Like at all.
Yeah, and I never really have either, right? Like my games are Club Penguin and Minecraft. And Mario Kart.
Yeah.
There's not a story.
There's no story in Mario Kart.
No.
No.
I fear not. Mario Party.
I think there is a story in Mario Party now.
Yeah, but it's very, very simple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why do you keep moving the mic away into your mouth?
I'm trying to be polite to the audience and not burp into it.
Are you burping right now?
I was going to burp. Not anymore.
Do it.
Not anymore.
Do it.
That's disgusting.
Disgusting.
There was never any burp.
See, these guys are professional podcasters. They've been doing it longer than me, and I know the etiquette of podcasting.
Well, you were the most successful podcaster.
That is true. We are. That is actually like not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of messed up.
Well, and if you're not going to ask him, I'm going to ask him. Grayson, how have you been doing?
Honestly, pretty good.
That's pretty good. Nice.
I'm actually being able to like put money away.
No way. I can't even do that, dude.
I'm living within my means, relatively speaking.
But you feel comfortable?
I feel pretty comfortable.
Are you able to spend a couple $500 on a Nintendo Switch 2 yet?
If I really wanted to, I could afford it.
Did you say a couple $500?
A couple $500.
Well, he wants me to buy one for him, too.
Oh.
One for your wife, okay. One for you.
One for his Steven.
One for my cousin.
I'm buying one for all my confidants.
That's going to be so many people.
No, I have like three confidants.
Oh.
Everyone you interact with, every person with a necklace.
Everyone I know is a confidant.
And glasses and a t-shirt that you compliment. Those are your confidants.
Those are all my confidants, yeah.
It's insane. Why didn't you compliment our waitress? You complimented our host us, and you complimented our server, but not our waitress.
Who was our waitress again?
She was the one who told me about the cheese.
Oh, because she was actually talking to us.
Oh. Yeah. You said, oh, I already got what I need out of her.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like, this person's talking. I don't have to have a conversation.
I feel like that's the time to strike and be like, oh, I have an established connection. Let me also, like, now compliment you. Well,
when you compliment people, that's when you do that first to, like, start a conversation.
It means so much more coming from someone you already, like, have a connection with. Like,
see, I can't relate.
If you compliment me, I'd be like, what the fuck? That's awesome. Steven just complimented me.
Like, whoa.
But if I'm walking down the street and someone's like, I like your tattoos, it's like, oh, thanks. See, you know?
See,
but you would shell shock me.
That guy right there is just like me.
Like, you knew I was going to cut my hair today.
Yeah.
And you knew I was getting it cut pretty short. Yeah. My hair, like, is cut, like, shorter than it's been since I was, like, 15.
Yeah.
You got in my car and didn't acknowledge it.
You know what happened? You know why?
Why?
Because your car was dark in a parking lot. I just cannot see your hair. Like,
if you had had long hair,
you were sitting in a chair that blocks your hair.
You were in a parking garage in a dark car, right? But if you had long hair for the past 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And I was seeing you and I knew you just got your hair cut.
Yeah.
Before I even see you, I'm walking up to your car being like, oh, I can't wait to see Steven's hair. You know what I mean?
Well, I think what happened with Grayson and Issa, they both did not realize until you told them either.
Neither one realized. I think
it's because so sure your hair was just tied up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, genuinely.
It literally just looks like how your hair would look tied up.
Because like the photos I showed the hairstylist, like the hair kind of comes down a bit and like covers the hairline a little bit and just like onto the forehead. But she did not do that.
Like a little fringe, like a little like bangs?
Yeah, a little bit. Like the main photo reference I used was a photo of Paul Mescal. Do you guys know him?
No.
No.
He's from Normal People. He's from Gladiator. He's Irish.
Is he Nothing. Is he in Sinners?
No, he's not.
No, that's Jack O'Connell. That's a different Irish guy.
Yeah, different Irish guy. Yeah. But I showed a photo of him, and like, I don't mind the haircut. Like, I was telling y'all earlier that like, the fact that I didn't hate it immediately makes me think it's probably
you know what you
fine.
Should do? You got the Austinite that? Mullet with the goatee or the mustache.
Just a mustache?
The performative male
My
look.
Facial hair grows so unevenly. Like, it's really
That's why
bad.
You gotta shape it. I think most people have unevenly...
Well,
growing hair.
What do you mean by that?
You gotta groom your beard.
But what do you mean by shape it? Like, what would I do?
Just do like the millennial like Curtis Connors look, you know? Like
I don't know who Curtis Connor is.
The iDubbbz look.
If you do want it to grow out like and be a little bit more even, you need to like trim it back as it's growing.
That's
like not shave it all the way down, but like grow it, trim it back, trim it back, grow it, trim it back.
Mm-hmm. You will have a really awkward phase for the first few weeks because you will look like a pubescent
This sounds like a
months boy.
Long process because I've done what Grayson suggested like for many weeks before. Mm-hmm. And like, that's kind of where we ended up on Chicago trip. It was like I'd been growing out my facial hair for a while, like trimming it little by little by little. I look back at photos from Chicago trip and my facial hair is kind of weird.
Mm.
Yeah. it just makes me uncomfortable.
See,
when I look at
photos of myself and think, man, this guy right here.
Well, Steven, I hate to
This guy
tell
watches
you this,
Minecraft
like,
videos.
What?
This guy watches Minecraft videos.
About
pictures of me, at least.
Pictures of you?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your relationship with facial hair?
I just cannot grow it out that well.
Do you think at some point when like you're older you'll be able to?
You get a Fu Manchu, maybe. That'd be pretty cool.
Is that what you want?
Dude, honestly, I'm like 30, and like I just like you know like when Asian people just age to like old man status and like they're 50,
like they just crash.
They just crash immediately. That's gonna be like you know what? It's time to grow my Fu Manchu, dude. It's time.
Is
now.
That the trade-off? Like you look like shit, but now you can finally grow facial
Yeah,
hair?
It's like when you drink like an energy drink, you just crash suddenly. It's like that. Like I'll look 20 still.
But it's your vitality.
Yeah, I'll look 20 in my 40s, and then once I reach 50, boom, old man.
That's fine though. I'd do that trade-off.
Like the guy from Pulp Fiction.
Until I'm 40, and then I saw a friend of mine for the first time in years yesterday, and
yeah, it was me.
No. No, I see you on a at least weekly basis since we were 11, I feel like.
It's true.
I saw a friend I haven't seen in years. She was going to tattoo me yesterday. And the very first thing she said to me was that I look so much older.
That's crass.
Like, drastically older. And
you shouldn't say that.
That's heartbreaking.
I mean, I guess so. But, like, she's right. Like, I see what she means, you know?
I don't relate to that, dude. One time I was hanging out with someone who's, like, 20... In their 20s.
What are you doing with a 20-year-old, Steven? You're 26. That's kind of weird.
Is it? We're both adults. But it's like, yeah, this is Steven. He's fucking unk, dude. And her friend was like,
are you
dude, you're not that old, man. You're like, what, 21?
Damn.
It's like, fuck, man. 21's not even that old, dude.
This whole conversation of Steven aging made me really consider the prospect of being friends with Steven when he's like 60.
Yeah.
That just sounds marvelous.
Steven, please don't kill yourself till you're really old.
Damn. Once you reach 60, it's time.
Do like assisted suicide, okay?
Dude, that's like the terrifying one, no?
I mean,
I guess you're coming to peace with yourself already.
It's probably not terrifying because you're choosing it.
I guess.
You know, I mean, maybe it's still like scary and like anxiety inducing.
No, I think at that point you kind of know like what's going to happen after, no?
No. Oh, you just accepted. Because you choose to commit suicide does not mean you know what the afterlife is.
You accepted it already.
Oh.
You know?
I mean.
No, I'm pretty sure you get to know.
The moment you decide to
commit suicide, it's like.
What is my mission?
Well, let me fill you in on a secret.
Yeah? Ask the question.
What's the question? I don't know.
You said, let me ask you a question.
No, I said, what if that was like my mice mission?
Oh, you know? Oh, I don't know how I heard that.
We're pretty far apart.
I'm sorry. I want to be closer to you. I worship you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
You like Mort from like Madagascar?
No, like I don't want to kiss your feet. I don't want to. That's where I draw the line.
That's where I was going
I'll kiss your ankles. I'll kiss your calves.
Once I get past a certain threshold, it's like, it's a no game right there, bro.
No, nothing past the
ankle. No.
I tattooed my first foot the other day.
Is that the worst part?
How did you do that?
It was the top of the foot, and like it was someone who I don't like. I'm not like grossed out. It was Addie, like Wilson's friend, and like I know her. I think that helped. You know, it wasn't like a stranger, and like her mom was there, and it was like I didn't want to tell her no. I'm not going to tattoo you. And it was just like the very top of her foot right below the ankle. It wasn't like a foot tattoo. You know what I mean?
What I'm hearing is that you were pressured into it.
I mean, I just felt like obligated to do it. Like I would, and I have turned down like every foot tattoo I've been asked to do. But this was one where I was like, it's not really a foot tattoo. It went up her whole like shin. It just extended down onto her foot.
Dude, you're like the anti-Tarantino.
I'm the anti-Tarantino?
Yeah.
Shit.
Dude, I watched some moves of him, dude. It's kind of insane. Some of the
because he says the N-word so much.
That too. Okay. That too. There's this one movie where he put himself in the film just to suck on some girl's like toes. It's kind of insane.
Yeah. That is a lot.
I mean, he has
what was her name? Frida Kahlo? Maybe. Is that who he was sucking toes?
I think so.
Frida?
I think so.
Dude, the only actors I know is Timothy Chalamet, dude.
Or is that the painter?
Frida Kahlo's the painter. The girl I was telling you I went on the Hinge date with has her like paintings tattooed on her.
Well, that's kind of cool. Wait, actually.
Who am I thinking of then?
The Wounded Deer.
Ooh, I kind of want to meet her. That sounds kind of chill.
Yeah, Frida Kahlo is the person with the unibrow who did all the self-portraits.
Yeah, I was really. That's why I looked at you like, is this a joke? Are you like,
no?
Who
is the actress? Who is the actress?
Wait, what was the context again? Something
it's
with
the
feet.
Girl that Tarantino's
was sucking on her toes.
Oh.
Because sometimes he'll, like, be an actor in his own movie.
Yeah. Is she, like, super, like, ultra famous? Like, A-list actor? Actress?
Yes.
Probably.
Oh, fuck. Is it Kill Bill?
No.
Okay.
That did not happen with Uma Thurman.
Okay, that was the name I was trying to come up with. So,
so it didn't also not happen.
No, it's a very much Hispanic actress. She very well could have played Frida Kahlo in, like, a biographical film.
Interesting. Okay, well, I know it not, so... But Frida Kahlo's
a cool
actress or cool painter. You like deer, right, Grayson?
Yes.
Yeah, she has a cool deer painting.
You're a deer. Oh, deer.
She got hit by a bus.
No.
Frida Kahlo.
Did she actually? I don't know her lore.
She got hit by a bus, and then like her surgery was a failure.
You're not going to believe this. The actress that I was thinking of, in fact, did play her in a biographical
That's
movie.
That's crazy. Okay.
It was Selma Hayek.
That's what I was thinking Selma of. Hayek. Mm. Okay.
I've seen
that tracks. Yeah, she was hit by a bus. The surgery failed, and then she was really sad. So she painted herself as a deer getting shot by arrows.
That's entirely like that sounds pretty artsy, dude.
She was an artist.
It's pretty cool.
I fear.
I've seen the movie The Artist. You've seen the movie The Artist?
I don't think so.
Oscar-winning movie from like 2009.
I've watched Being John Malkovich.
That was pretty good.
Yeah,
that's a really good movie. You should watch Being John Malkovich, Grayson.
Nah.
Did you're missing out. You're missing out on JC and Steven movie nights where you watch some random 4K or Blu-ray that I buy. On Amazon.
It's true. Steven has many movies.
You're missing out, dude. We're going to watch Hackers later.
Hackers?
In the future.
The fuck is Hackers?
It's a movie with Angelina Jolie where she's a hacker.
Oh.
It's from the 90s. It's not like actual hacking. It's like fake hacking where it's like I'm entering the mainframe.
Have you watched Girl Interrupted?
No.
Okay.
I want to watch a lot of movies, actually.
I know you do. You bring up so many movies you haven't watched every time I see you.
Yeah.
And you're like, we should watch.
There's just so many movies to watch. You know?
I know.
We're still undecided, apparently, on what movie we're watching immediately after
this. We're watching Howard the Duck. What the fuck? When did that enter the equation? The George Lucas movie.
That wasn't even one of the options.
No, I think we're watching Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Okay.
Which is a banger film. I haven't watched it since I was like 10.
Oh, wow.
But I hear it's just Chinatown, but with like cartoons in it, which sounds pretty chill.
Well, like you said, Grayson, we're going to watch a movie right after the podcast. We've been going for well over an hour at this point.
Now it's time for the other hour. Boy, oh boy.
What do you want the other hour to be, Steven?
It's time for the question time.
Guys, it's time for Following Lucha.
So the other day, we watched a wrestling-related thing, I think.
What?
We watched a wrestling-related...
We watched the Lord movie, The Moment.
We watched The Moment.
Draft House.
I thought it was okay. So this movie was like a mockumentary with about Charlie XCX and her tour, the Bratz tour, am I right here? Or is it after the Bratz tour? I don't remember exactly what it was.
I don't know.
Why do you keep saying Bratz, like the line of dolls?
Oh, sorry, Brat, I mean. Yeah, well, no, Bratz, because it's Bratz tour, right? Because it's the tour for Brat.
No.
Right? Is that
well,
how it
I
works?
Guess like if you're saying it in a possessive way like that, but it's not the album's tour. It's her tour of the album.
But I thought the movie was pretty fine. Like, it was a fun mockumentary. I thought it was a little funny.
I think the problem is like, I think it's an okay movie, but I also know I really like her music, and I think she's really pretty.
Yeah.
And so that probably
you saw some pretty cool stuff with her being in not clothing in that movie. When she was, like, breaking mirrors and stuff.
I mean, it's not like you have to see the movie to see her in, like, a sexually suggestive way. She's really just out there, Steven.
That's true. I don't know. I don't listen to Charlie.
I just mean to say, like, I'm already really biased to, like her.
Okay.
And then the movie was only okay, which tells me the movie was probably shit.
But how'd you feel about the themes of the movie? Like, where she kind of sold out at the end, but, like, they kind of – I don't know how they played it off where she sold out. Like, because, like, the reason why she sold out was because, like, all the responsibility was on her and she couldn't take anymore, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then, like, at the end, Kylie Jenner's like, yo, I'm Kylie Jenner. I'm thinking Timothy Chalamet.
I like where they teased that Charlie killed herself.
That was pretty cool. So in the movie, there is a scene where Charlie XCX starts a whole financial bank to just collapse completely.
She starts a credit card.
Like credit card
and they
fall.
Like mark it as like, this is the credit card for gay people.
It is.
Okay.
And then what happens is I think they promised that it would get her tickets to her show.
Yeah, if you sign up for the credit card, you get free tickets to her show.
But I think she did it without, like, the permission of the bank, right? Is that what happened? It's been a while.
I think just the bank crashed.
Yeah, so, like, so many people bought the credit – or signed up for the credit card where they had so many, like, money just owned. The bank just collapsed completely. And then everyone started hating on Charlie XCX for just crashing.
For, like, taking advantage of gay people.
Yeah.
But then all the gay people on TikTok were like, actually, this is kind of funny.
This is pretty sick, dude. And then in the movie, her agent's like, oi, where's Charlie, eh? Have you caught Charlie? And, like no, I haven't heard from Charlie. Where is she? And then, like, they're like, oi, let me check her house yet.
What the fuck accent is that?
It's a Cockney accent that they do.
Oh, my bad.
And they go to her house, and we're thinking, oh, shit, is Charlie X is going to kill herself? What the fuck? And it's like a mockumentary style. It's like they're, like, running around with the camera and shit.
They tease it like she killed herself.
Hmm.
But she was just sleeping.
She was eeping. Yeah.
She was eeping for, like, days on end.
And then she sold out to Amazon Music at the end.
Yeah, she did. That was kind of the end. Not my favorite, but one of the parts that sticks out to me is at the end. There's a person in the front row of her concert that has a T-shirt that says, Communist cum dump.
That is really good. Oh yeah, so in the movie what happens, because they crash the bank, there's a character played by something Skarsgård. I forget his name.
Skarsgård? Bill Skarsgård?
It might be.
No, I don't think so.
But basically he's like this like ultra like generic like director guy who's like really into like Christianity and stuff.
He's like a cross between Matthew McConaughey and Owen Wilson.
Yeah. Whereas like guys, I want to make a movie, but this Charlie XCX thing is too like too punk. How about we make it more like family friendly, right? Like what? We'll make it more like advertiser friendly, kind of like that kind of character.
Why are we describing this?
Oh, because in the end, he's like, because they were talking about how Charlie XCX was a communist at the end.
Oh,
and then he's like, I can't work with this girl. She's a communist.
Oh shit.
So yeah.
I just
thought it was funny.
One of the consequences of being married is that I end up watching a lot of stuff that I would have never watched.
That makes sense.
Including The Secret Lives of Mormon Housewives. I've seen far more of that than I would ever, Imagine. Well,
if you watch a really specific palette for like media you're willing to consume.
You like, you
know? And that IMDb is very far out of it.
I know.
I've also
type.
Seen a lot of Dance Moms.
You have watched the Dance IMDb top 10. That's your type of movie.
What?
Your type of movie is the IMDb top 10.
Your type of movie is the IMDb top 10. What's the IMDb top 10?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Like Nolan stuff, like Interstellar.
Oh,
like I haven't types. Seen Interstellar.
Charcoal about 4 years ago wrote on my whiteboard in my bedroom, "Don't be sad, just watch Interstellar." I've never watched it, but it is still on my whiteboard.
You can watch it if you want. I own it in 4K.
Oh, we should watch that.
Yeah. My TV looked kind of sick, actually.
I'll wait till I'm really... Remember a few weeks ago when I was like, find me a movie that'll make me cry? Ooh. That's when we should have watched Interstellar.
Oh, yeah, but I feel like Pinocchio is a pretty good movie to cry
to. It didn't
too.
Make me cry.
I think it's more like a happy cry, not like a sad cry.
It's like a cry about existence. I didn't want to cry about existence. Yeah. I wanted to cry about like just fucked up shit.
Well, I just really like Pinocchio. I get like a 10 out of 10. That movie's like beautiful to me.
It was a good movie. Yeah.
I was going to bring up something beyond reality TV.
Okay.
There is also like this kind of not documentary, but like drama show about JFK Jr. and his marriage.
I've heard of this. Okay.
You haven't watched it?
No.
Don't.
Okay.
One, I don't get it and it's kind of boring. But
it
also.
Up your alley.
No. No.
Damn.
No.
Is this poorly executed?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's also just bad.
Okay.
And what really doesn't help is that the actor for RFK Jr. is not good.
Oh.
What?
At all.
I can get over that. I can get over bad acting.
And the actress for his wife, who's like Carolyn? Carolyn?
Dude, you know more about history.
Something like that. The actress for his wife does a spectacular job. And so every like tense moment of their relationship when they're like, it's just the two of them in an apartment, basically yelling, his line delivery is so flat.
Is it like
and
that?
Just bad.
You know that scene of like The Weeknd and Jenna Ortega?
No.
Where The Weeknd's like, God, you're so annoying. And like that type of voice is like that kind of bad. It's like, shut up.
What?
Like there's like a clip of The Weeknd and Jenna Ortega acting out in a TV show or something, and The Weeknd's like, "Shut the fuck up! Stop! Shut up!" Like in that like tone of voice, it was really a popular meme for a bit.
Shoot, I don't know about it.
No,
no,
you can
no clue.
Up.
When you said "shut up," isn't that like a smosh sound? Like that's how
no,
they
that's
end their episodes.
Shut up.
That's it. That's it,
one.
My
it's
bad.
Not. It's not like the Weeknd kind of voice.
Yeah, I'm just trying to tie it back into.
But yeah, great. You've been missing out. We've
speaking
so
of other
bangers.
Shut ups, do you know the Shut Up, Mom?
No.
No.
Silence from you.
No, I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, it's a great one.
What is it?
It was a Key and Peele skit.
Oh, okay. This is not a recent thing.
No,
okay,
no.
Okay, okay.
We were going to watch his movie.
But it did get popular again as like a sound for TikTok.
I was going to say, like, on the topic of like, you know, your partner introducing you to like new things and expanding your like media consumption. I feel like the same thing happened. I was in a relationship for 4 years, and I feel like I lucked out where it was like, I liked a lot of the stuff I was exposed to. Like, now there's, like, music I listen to, and I'm like, fuck. I still really like the music. I just hate how I was introduced to it, you know?
Not disdain.
But you get the Mormon Wives.
I get Dance Moms. I get Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, and I get a lot of documentaries about reality TV.
There's documentaries about reality TV?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's pretty cool.
There was pretty one awesome. About America's Next Top Model, a documentary about that. There was a documentary about, I think there was like a killer one that we watched, like just kind of like
oh,
a true
fun,
crime
though.
One.
Those are fun.
Some of them are.
People dying
some of them are
is
just kind of, there was
watch.
One about this girl who pretended to be an heiress from Germany.
That sounds kind of sick, actually.
And like conned a bunch of people out of a ton
that
of money.
Really famous. I was on Netflix. It was starring Julia Garner, the girl with curly.
Are these
hair.
All Netflix?
Curly blonde hair.
The vast majority of it is Netflix. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, think about it, girl. You can trade off. You're like, you know what? My wife,
the actress you're describing right now from that show, Steven almost met her husband.
No, I saw them.
Yeah.
So I was waiting outside the venue for South by Southwest. I didn't actually go to the venue, but I was waiting.
Do you want to explain that story, Steven?
I don't think I can explain.
I'm going to do it the briefest version I can because it pisses me off so bad for you.
I wasn't as pissed off as you.
I was pissed.
You was pissed for me.
I was going to a music festival, right? Because like three of my favorite bands were going to be there. And it was like, and also like in the wake of like this breakup, it's weird because it's like I don't have a person I'm like guaranteed going to shows with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? Fine. Before I was in a relationship, I would go to concerts by myself. I just got to do that again. I was going to go to this concert by my, or this music festival by myself. And then our friend, like me and Steven's friend from like middle and high school, Andrew reached out and he was going to be in town for the same festival. And so before we were going to go to the actual show, we all met up for breakfast so Steven could join, because Steven wasn't going to the show.
It's true.
And then while we're there, it comes up in conversation like, oh, Steven, are you going? And Steven was like, no, I don't have a ticket. And they apparently had an extra ticket.
Well, I think they were like this, like, hey, what? Man, you want a ticket? Like, yeah. I got one for you.
They were kind
of
being like coy about it. It was weird. But they were like, we have a ticket for you. And then Steven shows up to the festival. Like, he goes home.
Yeah, I go home, I change, I go on the train, and I walk there for like 20 minutes. To get to the venue.
But you like go all the way across town. Yeah. Like I'm already there and I'm like, oh shit, Steven's gonna be here sick. I can hang out.
So I've been
texting
like JC the entire time, like, yo, I am outside the venue
just
right
waiting,
now.
Just waiting for him to show up with your ticket, waiting above. And I guess they eventually show up. I wasn't there for this part.
Yeah, like
they show up
2 hours later.
And apparently because they never registered the extra ticket they had, they just got an automatic refund. So Steven was waiting outside all day.
Just for no reason.
For no reason, he couldn't get in.
But I saw Mark Foster.
And I guess while Steven was waiting for them to show up, because they got to the show like so late.
Yeah.
Like 6 hours after it opened. Yeah, you saw the lead singer of Foster the People.
I didn't walk up to them, but I saw a girl. So like, oh my God, I'm going to see you in 10 minutes. And the guy was like, yeah, with his beautiful girlfriend or wife.
I love Mark Foster so much.
Yeah you could be him.
I was telling you earlier, like, high school, middle school me wanted to be him.
This is peak
I
male.
Wanted to wear his wife beater, wear his
skinny
jeans, have his tattoos, have his hair,
millennial
I
look.
Wanted to be Mark Foster so bad.
At any point when you met up with Andrew, did you bring me up?
No
because not long after you guys met up, he followed me on Instagram out of nowhere. Because we had talked previously about how I have no memory of this human being, even though apparently I went to high school with him. And then he followed me on Instagram, and I followed him back, you know, out of respect, because I knew that you guys were meeting up and everything. And I was looking through his Instagram, and I was like, yeah, I still don't remember him.
Dude, he put me on his story, dude.
He did put
it's
you
like,
on his story.
It's like, hey, anybody single? You wanna...
Well, he
I
was,
did
like,
see
that,
yeah.
You were single, right?
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't think you came up, like, at all.
I don't know why he followed me then.
It's probably that's because so he strange. Saw in the suggested page.
Yeah.
Because of me and JC.
But he had mutuals. A friend with him, too. It wasn't just Andrew. He brought a friend
that
as well.
True.
It was like, this like, he's I mean, cool. I'm going to say he's just a fuckboy.
I thought it was pretty cool.
He was cool. I got along with him. Yeah. I'll get along with most people, but I can still objectively zoom
see,
out.
See, I
like,
do
he's
that,
a fuckboy.
But mine's more for like,
selfish gain.
Selfish gain.
Yeah, mine's because I want to connect with people.
Did
and
I tell
I enjoy
you at work?
Them, but,
when I started at work for the first year, and they're often kind of quiet, right?
Yeah.
But like, hey, we got to do like this like this presentation thing for people in the, like the office. Steven, we'll spin the wheel, but you got picked, Steven, for the wheel. And when I did like my presentation, people were like, "Dude, Steven, I didn't realize how good you were like presenting, dude."
Hell,
like,
boy.
Steven, you're like really good at presenting. Like,
why did they do an anime voice?
You're like really
you
good. Well, that's just my impression of them. But like, Steven, like you did really good at. Like, apparently I'm just really good at presenting.
In the back of the room while he was presenting, they were doing the anime.
Yeah. They're like
I
reacting
didn't
to it.
So good.
They're reacting the entire time.
The whole audience in unison.
Did he just use his hands for a power stance to emphasize on his words? Kind of like that.
Yeah. So, Steven, when you decided you want to start, like, complimenting people, was it because, like, you just, like, had this idea spontaneously? Or did you just, like... read it on the like, clavicular tell you to do like, it? Like, what, like how'd you get inspired to
I just started one day and I just kept doing it
and like oh they told me about their daughter.
Yeah. That's pretty much awesome. Like a cafe they'll be like, hey man, I like your hat. I'm like, oh, thank you.
I mean, it feels good to get compliments, but I feel like I'm generally good at snuffing out like are they just saying it because like that's what they do?
That's why you raise your voice, dude.
Like, I don't think so. I feel like even if you raise your voice, I'm gonna have a pretty good gauge on the bullshit.
That's
maybe
why
I'm
you
like
raise
deluded.
Your voice.
Maybe I'm insane for thinking that, but I feel like I can tell.
Nah, dude, you gotta study people's bodies. You'd be like, oh my god, dude, that's dude. Your shirt looks really cool.
You wanna study people's bodies?
Yeah, like how their body
like how you
reacts.
Do with like the birds.
Kinda. Uh-huh. I don't study bird movements. I just kind of like take pictures of them and like put them in
save
Merlin
for later.
Yeah,
I gotcha. Yeah,
put them in the Merlin app. Uh-huh. Dude, the Merlin app is really badass. I'm gonna be honest. It's pretty sick. I love the Merlin app.
Yeah, I know you do.
No, you didn't.
Well, as of the past hour, I know you do.
Yeah, you're not a Merlin chud like me, dude.
You're a Merlin chud.
Yeah.
Shit.
I'm only like a basic Merliner, dude. These guys are professionals on there. There's like missions too. You can do like this bird here. You gotta look for it specifically. This is an uncommon bird.
They got rarity types?
They have rarity types of birds. I have a rare one.
Which?
I have a purple head mallard duck. Because those are usually like, you know the bird, like the duck with the green head?
Yeah.
There's a mutation where it's purple.
Nice.
And I saw one.
That sounds cool.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like finding a shiny in real life.
Since the last podcast episode, I got ducks tattooed on me. So
that's pretty cool.
Just putting that out there.
That's a good animal.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I think so too. I love ducks. I think ducks are really cool.
I think they're cool, but they're sometimes kind of annoying to at work where they just go in front of my car and I have to wait for them to
You ever see a duck with like a tumor? Like a big old tumor. Like
are you talking about their beaks? The side of its,
no.
Or the head?
Like
where it's like,
there's like a growth in their head.
No, that's just what they, that's what the, is it, I think it's the Mallard duck. I think that's what they actually just look like. With like the big bumps, right?
Kind of, but like there's one, every once in a while where like it looks huge. Like it's like.
It just might be its genetics. Or it just has cancer, like straight up.
I think
up.
Tumor.
It could be cancer.
But like I feel like I've seen like a decent number of tumor having ducks. And every time.
Talking about like on their head or on their beak?
Like the side of their head.
Oh. No, that's just what they look like. That's just what they look like. They have like.
I mean, I know it's what they look like, but I guess what I'm trying to say is that like I try to have empathy and I try to love every duck, but those ones are really hard to love.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. I think they're kind of gross.
I think all ducks are beautiful, dude. I think all birds are beautiful.
That's a beautiful thing. I think we should end on that note, Steven.
No, we should end on the rap I did earlier. What? The post-credit sequence.
Just like add it now?
I don't know. You're editing this.
Okay, I can do that. Well, until next time, who knows when that will be? Maybe
next
when Steven turns 27.
Next week? Next year?
Definitely not next week. More if it's next week or next year, definitely leaning next year.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
I was doing my research. I listened to one episode, and Grace's like, guys, I want to announce I have a girlfriend now. Her name is Issa. I'm never going to bring up ever again. That lasted a whole zero episodes. The next episode, Grace like, my parents met my girlfriend.
That's so funny.
Oh. Said it like that.
Yeah,
we can end it like
what
that.
What was the thinking? Now you got me going.
No.
What was the thinking behind that?
I think the thinking was I didn't want another episode of my life recorded of like a tragic breakup where I was just ranting and rambling and being all like pitiful.
Valid.
So I just wanted to like have it in there to catalog when the event happens.
No, you're planning. You're prepping. You're like Tom. You're like Turkey Tom with the folder, the blackmail folder.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Huh.
You're like Batman, dude. This is your backup plan.
Yeah.
I am like Batman.
I was telling you at dinner. Was that dinner that we had earlier? I feel like it was dinner time, right?
Yeah, it counts.
They said it was dinner.
At dinner, I was telling you that like I've been keeping you guys up to date on like my I don't want to call it like love life.
Say your sex life like Tong
was definitely not my sex life.
You're like, hey,
guys, your sex life. Yeah, I've been keeping you guys
really
graphically updated about my sex life. And I've realized like I gotta stop telling people about new people when it's like. Like it's so embarrassing when it's like, oh, like no, nothing came of
like,
that.
It was gonna happen. That's like, what happens to me. I learned that the other like year. Like, don't tell people about random guys you meet because it'll be like,
guys,
hey, what happened to that one person?
Yeah,
who?
But I already made the mistake. I've been telling you guys all about this girl on Hinge. I'm like, oh yeah, I have a second date with her.
See, that's your problem.
I know, but I get excited about people.
No, same. No, actually, not same. I don't get excited about people. They're,
they're
same
all
way.
Your confidant. That
they're
you're
all my confidants
for personal
that I
gain.
Can ghost. Eventually, feel better about myself.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. This guy doesn't have confidence.
Is that the note we're ending on now?
No, but why did that come? Oh, it came up because of you with bringing up Issa on the podcast. Steven, what else did your research about Boy Oh Boy tell you?
I'm trying to think he's here.
Okay, think he's.
I'm thinking here.
Yeah.
In that episode. Oh, I remember the GameStop one. I watched the one where Gray's like, guys, I got a new job. And that was pretty cool.
Oh,
but then you couldn't call it your job anymore. You had to call it some other place as a disguise.
But he works at GameStop.
You work at GameStop.
And he's always
now.
Worked at GameStop.
That's true.
Since I met him, he's worked at GameStop.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You work at GameStop now, dude. You know what's crazy?
What's that?
The boots that I'm wearing today, I remember this conversation 2 years ago because I remember I was talking to JC in his car. I was like, JC, I'm thinking of buying these boots. I think these boots look really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember JC being like, oh, no, you shouldn't buy these boots. And then on the podcast of the day of that meeting, specifically in the episode, JC's like, guys, Steven is thinking of buying boots. He is not a boot guy. I can't imagine him wearing boots spitting. At all.
Like, I was spitting.
What does he know about boots? This guy does not. Like, Gray, can you, do you think Steven's a boot guy?
That's a valid topic.
And then
topic.
Gray was like, no, not so I can.
That's something a like valid that. Topic, and that's a valid response.
And guess what?
All I hear is that we should bring this back
the
every
boots
week.
That I'm wearing are the boots that I was talking about 2 years ago.
That's very funny.
That you complimented.
They look good.
It was Chekhov's gun the entire time.
I didn't
time.
Compliment you in the boots. I complimented the boots.
No. This is true.
Get fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just telling me we need more episodes, because when we're strapped for content, what we pull out of our ass is crazy.
We really make things happen.
Really ruin our lives.
And then Steven can bring it up years later after sitting on it.
There's so many things I've said on this podcast that I don't mean just because. I'm like, I think this is how the podcast should exist. You know, we have it. When it happens, it happens. It's great. Don't touch your toes. Grayson just put his foot on my toes. Guys, we're ending the podcast
to.
Now. Goodbye.
No. Adios.
This could be the post-credit scene.
You
want me
to pick for you?
Yeah, you can pick for me. You want to do the post-credit scene, Grayson?
Just don't give him the churro or the Texas honey ciders, because I want those for myself.
The churro one?
Dude, he's gatekeeping.
We're watching a movie. Okay.
Dude, you're a monster.
Yeah, I am kind of gatekeeping, because this thing's fire.
What?
I'm not even going to lie.
How fire? Can you sing it?
It's just like a regular cider with a little bit of cinnamon.
Can you make a rap over it? I'll give you a beat. Or you want to give me the beat? I can make a rap for it.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you the beat.
Okay. Yo. Steven and Gray eating the churro themed cider. Yo. It's time to eat a churro right now. Take off your pants. Make it in my mouth. Yeah.
So it's not even like
time to eat. What's the churro?
I just want to say, look how steady my beat was.
Wow.